Hello, Awe Island parents. We'd like to tell you about an amazing podcast that lots of parents, educators, and homeschool families on Awe Island love. It's called Who Smarted? Who Smarted is a fast-paced, short-format podcast that uses humor, storytelling, and interactive games to help teach kids amazing fun facts and answer cool questions about lots of topics. At 12 minutes long, Who Smarted episodes are perfect for kid-sized attention spans, too. With 3 new episodes every week and a free activity newsletter, Who Smarted has tons of fun and education for every kid, and opportunities for them to discover new ways to explore their curiosity. Our kids on Awe Island love listening to Who Smarted podcast, and think your kids will, too. You can find Who Smarted on your favorite podcast player, or visit whosmarted.com.
Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, an extra episode once a week, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great. Let's think about how your body feels resting on a sunny beach. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Imagine the soft grains of sand slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet. As you relax, let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine the soft, sandy beach supporting your back and giving you a big hug. Now, open your hands, spreading your fingers. Imagine the grains of sand falling between your fingers. Your hands relax, settling into the safe, warm sand as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story.
A
Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Eel Encounter. It was a bright, sunny afternoon on Awe Island. A few fluffy white clouds dotted the brilliant blue sky. Below, the waters of Awe Island Bay sparkled in the sunshine. The seagulls of Awe Island loved flying above the coral reef just outside Awe Island Bay. In particular, Sandy Seagull loved landing gently in the shallow water around the reef, where she could lightly float to wherever the waves wanted to take her. If by chance the waves took Sandy too far, she would use her orange, webbed feet and swim back to the coral reef. The coral reef had lots of beautiful colors that could be seen clearly from the surface where the water was shallowest. There were purples, blues, yellows, and many shades of pink. Sandy enjoyed spending long, warm afternoons just watching the activity in this part of the reef. It was like a neighborhood. Anytime she went to the reef, there were new sea creatures to meet. Sandy loved making new friends. She couldn't swim as well as some of her underwater friends, of course, and she could only dive a little bit. But she would still find creative ways to play games and chat with them. If the sea creatures swam close enough to the surface, Sandy could speak with them and hear them. And she could duck her head in the water if she really needed to hear or see better. Today, as the sun shimmered on the water surrounding Awe Island, Sandy approached the coral reef. She had been eating a late lunch at the beach and decided while eating that this would be a lovely afternoon to spend at the reef. Now, coming from the beach, she slowed down her flying, watching where she wanted to land. She carefully maneuvered her wings and landed softly, trying her best not to startle any of her undersea friends. Upon landing, Sandy felt the cool water on her feet. She pressed her wings to her sides and let herself float. The sensation of the cool water contrasted nicely with the warmth of the bright sun above her. As Sandy drifted dreamily in the refreshing waters, she gazed downward, enjoying the colors of the reef a short distance below her. For a while, Sandy floated in the water, letting the warm sun rays shine on her white feathers and enjoying some quiet time to herself. Sandy kicked her feet occasionally, spinning herself around in the water. As much as Sandy loved the flying in the sky above Awe Island, she loved swimming in the sea, too. As Sandy floated in the water, her peace was interrupted when she suddenly heard a voice she'd never heard before. The voice seemed to be calling from under the water, somewhere in the reef. "Excuse me. Hello?" the voice said. Sandy peered into the water, gazing intently at the reef below. She couldn't make out any creatures amongst the coral. Then she heard the voice again. "Excuse me, could anyone please help?" the voice said. Sandy swam closer to where she thought she heard the voice coming from. Then she stuck her head in the water and listened very carefully for the voice to call out again. "Hello? "Can someone help me, please?" the voice said. Finally, Sandy could see who was speaking. With her head in the water, Sandy saw a sea creature she'd never seen before in the Awei Island ocean. The creature was long, very long indeed. It had no arms and no legs that Sandy could see. In fact, Sandy couldn't see where the creature's body ended at all. The creature's body was the color of the brown and gray rocks around the coral reef. When the sea creature looked up at her, Sandy could see the creature had pretty purple eyes and a big mouth. "Could you help me, please?" the creature said upon seeing Sandy's head in the water. "Yes," Sandy said at once. "Just a minute," she added before lifting her head above the water to take a quick breath of fresh air. Then she put her head back in the water and saw that the new sea creature was sticking their head up in Sandy's direction. "How can I help?" Sandy asked. The sea creature swam up a little closer to Sandy, although the rest of their body still seemed to disappear into the coral deeper in the water. Now Sandy could see that the sea creature was big, much bigger than Sandy herself. "You're not from the reef," the sea creature said. Sandy smiled and replied, "No, I'm from the beach. I'm a seagull. But I'll do my best to help you. My name is Sandy. Do you mind if we talk with my head above the water?" "Of course, I understand," said the creature. "I think I can hear you just fine, even if you're above me." So Sandy returned her head above the water and listened carefully as the creature said, "Sandy, it's nice to meet you. My name is Mildred Moray Eel." "Nice to meet you too," said Sandy. "I've never seen you in the reef before, Mildred," she added. "Well, I just moved in. I usually like to stay in my coral cave," Mildred explained. "But today, I went out to do a little exploring, and when I came back, I found that the entrance to the cave was blocked off with rocks. I think somebody must have accidentally brushed against them. Now I can't get back in." Sandy saw that although Mildred had been politely making small talk, Mildred was actually upset by the situation. Sandy wanted to help, but really wasn't sure how. She was used to floating above the surface of the water and could only briefly dive into the water. She couldn't stay under the water long enough to try to help move the rocks herself. "Let me think," said Sandy. She cast her eyes around the water, looking for anything to give her an idea. Maybe someone in the reef could help. Just then, Sandy saw movement down below. It was Odette Octopus. She was slinking along the sand near the coral reef. Sandy instantly had an idea. Odette had a lot of arms. Perhaps she could help move the rocks. But Sandy wasn't sure if Odette would be able to hear her call out because Odette was too deep in the water. So Sandy said, "Mildred, I know how to get you back into your home. You just have to get Odette's attention." "Okay, but I don't know Odette," Mildred replied. I spend most of my days in my cave. Odette Octopus, explained Sandy. She's a good friend of mine. She's swimming below us right now. She can help us. Mildred nodded her head and then swam back down toward her coral cave. She used her nose to smell where Odette was and then called out to the octopus. Odette? Excuse me, Odette Octopus? Mildred called. Hello? Odette said. Did somebody say my name? Hi, yes, I did, Mildred called. Could you please help me? Odette turned a shy, light yellow color, involuntarily trying to blend in with the other coral. Sure, I guess, Odette said cautiously. What do you need help with? Mildred, tell Odette it's Sandy, called Sandy from above. Sandy flapped her wings wildly, hoping Odette would see the splashing. Odette looked up at the splashing, and Mildred said, Your friend Sandy is on the surface. She thought maybe you could help me. Odette's eyes widened, and she nodded. Her skin turned back to her normal blue color as she jetted towards Mildred. She gave Mildred a smile and said, Oh, okay, hi, Sandy. Let me see what I can do for you. Mildred, is that right? Hi, Odette, called Sandy, flapping her wings. Yes, this is my new friend, Mildred. She needs some help. She'll tell you. Mildred explained her situation to Odette. Odette nodded and said she thought she could help. In the meantime, Sandy floated above the water, watching Odette help Mildred get back into her home. Sure enough, with her magnificent and strong tentacles, Odette was easily able to help her rearrange the rocks so that Mildred could enter her home. When Odette was done, she and Mildred swam back up toward the surface, closer to Sandy. Thank you so much, Odette and Sandy, Mildred said. I don't know what I would have done without you. Glad to help, said Odette. It was very nice to meet a new neighbor, and I'm happy to help anytime, she continued. Thank you for introducing us, Sandy. You're welcome, my friends, Sandy said happily. Mildred thanked them both again, and the friends said goodbye. Sandy saw that the sun was starting to set and decided it was a good time to rest for a while. Sandy flew back toward the beach, over to a nice rock where some other seagulls were resting. She sat at the edge of the rock, ruffled her feathers, and relaxed. Sandy took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then she thought of everything she had to be grateful for. Sandy was grateful for the beautiful ocean where she could swim and play. She looked out at the orange and pink sky as the yellow sun set below the horizon. Sandy was also thankful for her friend Odette, and that Odette had appeared at just the right time. Sandy took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Sandy felt her eyes getting heavy. She tucked her beak into her feathers. Most of all, Sandy was grateful to have met a new friend, Mildred, and that Sandy and Odette together had been able to help Mildred when she needed it. Sandy took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And Sandy fell asleep to the wonderful sound of waves, dreaming about peacefully floating above the beautiful coral reef where so many good friends lived. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.